Solidarity in face of unprecedented floods in British Columbia. Claire Hudson, British Columbia, CWI, Canada. After a year like no other, which has seen record-breaking heat waves and wildfires ravage towns, and lead to thousands of hectares of land being destroyed, British Columbia, BC, Canada, has faced yet another historical disaster in the form of unprecedented floods. Undoubtedly linked to global climate change, the resulting loss of life, homes and livelihoods, has impacted all who live in BC, which is now under its third state of emergency this year. Unprecedented deluge on the 11th of November, meteorologists warned of extreme rainfall coming to southern BC. A month's worth of rain fell in just 48 hours and the devastating impact that ensued is hard to fathom. News agencies struggled to keep up with the fast pace of events that were unfolding, and by the evening of the 12th of November all roads and railroads going into and out of the Lower Mainland were cut off from the rest of Canada. Mudslides and washed-out roads trapped thousands of motorists, and severed the supply arteries into and out of the Lower Mainland, which includes the city of Vancouver. Aerial footage showed railroads, which are vital to transport goods to and from the Lower Mainland, severed apart with train carriages hanging off the edges of cliffs created by mudslides that tumbled down mountainsides. The town of Merritt, with a population of 7,000, was evacuated, which was closely followed by thousands of residents being evacuated from Abbotsford, which lies approximately 70 kilometers southeast of Vancouver. Many more communities have been left isolated, and only reachable by air. The southern part of Vancouver Island was temporarily cut off from the rest of the island due to the Malahat stretch of highway being washed out. The resulting loss of life and damage, including that of thousands of animals in agricultural centers, such as Abbotsford, is on an epic scale. A state of emergency was declared a few days later, which sets limits on how much gas and food people can buy. But panic hit fast, and many gas stations and grocery stores were empty before the state of emergency was enforced. Supply routes are being used through the US border, and limited access is now open on a few routes to only essential vehicles. A full evaluation of the extent of damage to infrastructure is in its early stages as the floodwater continues to recede. The cost of repairing the damage will run into billions of Canadian dollars. This price tag will be expected to be paid by the working class of BC and Canada, who will suffer the most in the aftermath of this disaster. Merritt now joins Lytton, the town that was destroyed by wildfires in the summer, as another town in the province, destroyed by the consequences of global climate change, which, under capitalism, is fueled by the drive for profit over people. BC's many problems. British Columbia has lost 7,000 people to an opioid overdose epidemic since 2016. Housing in BC is unaffordable for the majority. Low-paid workers and youth are at the mercy of an overinflated rental market, which forces many to continue to live in poverty. The ongoing injustice and discrimination faced by First Nation communities, such as a lack of access to clean water, destruction of land, and access to safe housing, and services such as healthcare and education, continue to disproportionately impact their communities. This is a fight for all workers and youth, and can see working-class people gaining knowledge of the plight of the First Nation communities, with both building class solidarity. These issues, combined with living with the fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic and a crippled healthcare system, have taken their toll on the mental health and well-being of many. However, despite the devastation of the past few weeks, community solidarity and human ingenuity have helped to pull people together, showing the true power workers have when organizing together. The line workers, construction workers, city workers and more have been working tirelessly to regain power, dig and rebuild roads, and lift those left stranded to safety. These acts of solidarity can form the basis for a reevaluation as to how we can fight together, organize, and rebuild our communities. Global climate change is here, and what has taken place in BC in 2021 is a warning as to the type of events that will likely continue to unfold internationally. The need for a socialist society, based on democratic planning for the needs of the majority, has never been more urgent. Capitalism as a system has proved it is unworkable. The task ahead is to change it. This article can be read in full on socialistworld.net.